Hello, lovies. This is your Auntie Vera Charles, or your Auntie Scott, or Scott, or just don't call me late for dinner. Reminding you that the Pride 48 live streaming weekend is happening July 29th through the 31st, 2022. We hope to see you there in the chat room for an amazing weekend of live LGBTQ plus podcasting. For more information, head on over to pride48.com, where they've got pride just flowing right out every orifice on there. It can be unpretty at times.
Today is Wednesday, June 22nd, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. By the way, Gary is 75 years young as of Monday. I did get official, like, a signed contract from Gary stating that it was okay for me to release his personal details. It's all good. It has been documented and put in the file, so the attorneys here at Geeky Gay Studios, can make sure everything is on the up and up. Anyway, happy birthday again, Gary. So, we were talking about planning of the cruise, honestly, or of the trip. And there, I seem to buy things. So first of all, I have decided in watching a bunch of YouTube videos and kind of looking at different blog posts and that sort of thing, I've decided that I'm only going to take a backpack and a carry-on bag. So just a carry-on. Now, this is a 15, I don't know exactly how many days it is. We leave on July 1st. We are back on the 16th. No, we're back on the 15th, actually. So 15 days. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 15 days. Inclusive of 1 and 15. That's still 15. So, but anyway, everyone I've looked at, like blogs, video, YouTube videos, like everything I've looked at on my research has said, because I'm like, how do you pack for Europe? And we're going to be taking trains, trying to roll our luggage around, on cobblestones and other things to get to the train stations. We're going to be, getting on trains, having to find a place to put our luggage once we're on the train. And it's kind of difficult because honestly, we like to go to nice restaurants, and cruises also have, they have dress up nights. And from the Alaska cruise, oh my gosh, on the dress up night on the Alaska cruise, there were women wearing sequined gowns. There were guys in tuxedos. Like, there is no room in a carry-on size bag for any of that bullshit. So I don't know exactly what we're going to do, because we do like to go to, like, there was a Michelin star restaurant, like a 2 Michelin star restaurant in Barcelona. And, we were interested in going there. But then I was thinking, well, I'm not packing like a tux or I know you don't need a tux to go to a restaurant. I understand that. But I mean, I'm saying, like, even just a suit jacket, let's say you were going to go business casual, you were going to wear jeans and you were going to wear like a dress shirt and a jacket. Well, trying to squeeze a jacket into a carry-on bag is also not easy to do because they are kind of bulky. So I'm not really sure, like, from a dress up perspective, what I'm also dress shoes, you know, you don't want them to get all bent up. Like, how do you pack them? So there are some questions that I have, but bottom line is it, no matter what, we are, or I am carrying a backpack and a carry-on roller bag. Now, of course, that means I'm purchasing something new because I just can't go on a trip without purchasing new stuff. So I'm looking at various options. There's a company called Away that makes a carry-on that has a built-in battery, but the battery is ejectable. I know that the airlines don't let you have a lithium battery in a checked bag. So if for some reason we decided to check it, you know, we would still be able to pop the battery out, put the battery in our backpack and get through security and all that. So it'd be no big deal, but it allows me to like charge my phone while we're rolling along those cobblestone streets or whatever. They're kind of pricey though. And I know luggage, like if you want nice luggage, luggage can get very expensive. So they're probably not pricey. In fact, I've read that they're reasonably priced for the features and the durability and the fact that they have a lifetime warranty. But I want to know who has ever, the thing that normally breaks on a piece of luggage in my experience is the wheel. I've had so many wheels break and then I stop using the luggage because the wheels are broken. I mean, who calls the company and says, hey, my wheel broke, send me a new bag? Or whatever. Like, maybe people do that, but I feel like most people don't. They just buy a new bag because it's so much hassle to have to call. And then they probably got forms you got to fill out. And you know, Joe Batance, who no longer listens to Geeky Gay, so he won't hear this, would not fill out a form. So he would be precluded because I'm sure there's a form. So I don't know. And they're about, I think the carry-ons are about $300. To me, that seems expensive. But then everything I've read says that that's reasonably priced, you know, based on luggage. I don't know how much people normally spend on their luggage. I normally go to like TJ Maxx and find, you know, they have luggage over in a corner and you just buy the like $100, you know, roller bag or whatever. But they usually break, though. Maybe that's why. Because I always buy the cheapo stuff. Bottom line, I'm probably buying a new carry-on, and that's what I'm going to take to Europe. And I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to try to make it work, right? The other thing is, I feel like I need a new microphone. Like I need a hole in the leg, in my leg. Carrying the size microphone that I carried on the Alaska trip, the Heil that I normally record on, it is a heavy microphone and it is large and there is a case for it. And you have to have a special adapter to, you know, put it on a stand, and there are all these things and it takes up room and it's heavy. So, you know, and I could literally just pick up my phone and record into my phone. I understand that, but I like to record a certain way. I like to do all my sound effects. I like to hear everything through headphones while I'm recording. And for that to be possible, you need like some sort of mixer, you need a microphone, you need a separate audio source. And the P4 does not have, the P4 that I took to Alaska does not have a microphone built in. So I'm going to need a separate mic. And so that means either bringing one of my studio mics, but they're all heavy. I mean, like none of them are light. So I'm thinking about possibly doing like there's a Rode who makes my mixer. They make a wireless mic that's very small and lightweight. It records on the transmitter itself, but also you can hook it into a mixer. You can hook it directly into a computer or an iPad or an iPhone and record on that as well, like use it as an audio source. And so I think that might be, I don't need wireless, but it's really small. And so I'm thinking that might be a good, another option would just be to use whatever kind of wired lavalier microphone. And that would be much cheaper. And in fact, I do have a lavalier microphone. So that's another option, but I'm looking at like what my options would be to keep it small and light and easy, you know. But I have to decide, and I keep spending money because I don't know. My Rode Podcaster 2, it was put in the mail yesterday, so it's arriving later this week. But you know, you do what you got to do to get out these podcasts, right? We were talking about, I'm just really busy. Like, work is super busy because I'm doing everything I needed to get done in the next 4 weeks. I'm trying to get done in 2 weeks because I'm going to be gone for two of those weeks. And so I'm trying to get all this stuff done. So I've had so many meetings just trying to, you know, get buy-in from folks that I need buy-in from and, you know, put together plans and deliverables. And I'm a product owner, so I set the roadmap for the products, and a lot of the planning is going to happen while I'm gone on vacation, unfortunately. So I have to be like done with mine and, you know, have it all the agreement received from engineering and everything else. And so I'm packing all that in. Plus, Mark and I are finishing up our final preparations for the trip. And, you know, and we've been sick. And Pride 48 is coming up. And so the registration ended. I sent out newsletter. I sent reminders to everyone. I've emailed folks about technical training and like who and to get a volunteer for that. It's just been a lot. It's been a lot. And I'm for the next week and a half, I'm going to have so much, and then it's vacation. And, you know, and the vacation's not going to be super relaxing because we have a packed schedule, but it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully we don't get COVID again. Like someone said on Twitter, I don't remember if it was Dean Martin, but someone said, I hope you got the same strain that they have in Europe right now, because Europe is really spiking in cases at the moment. It's like, oh, shut up. I don't even want to know. Hopefully we did get the same strain. I don't know. Is the same strain that's in Seattle and or Alaska also in Italy? Who knows? I mean, I don't know. So the final thing I wanted to talk about is I was squeezing out some information at the end of yesterday's episode, about the last day of the cruise, which is, Wednesday, the 13th of July. We're landing in, we're going to La Spezia, which they're calling Florence/Pisa, which are not really close, but the port is in a city called Spezia. We wanted to see the Leaning Tower of Pisa, because, I mean, you know, that's a bucket list item for most people. But we also had heard this area called Cinque Terre, that's like five villages on the side of a cliff. It's supposed to be very beautiful. But they're on the opposite direction of the port that Pisa is. And we couldn't find any tour. So we booked trains. We're getting on a train, going to Pisa. We're going to take the photo, like holding up, you know, the Leaning Tower like everyone does. We're going to hop back on a train, take the train to Cinque Terre, spend 2 to 3 hours there, hop back on a train back to the port. Mark said, like I said before, he said it's going to be like Amazing Race. We're going to be playing the Amazing Race music. And then when we land in Rome, we are doing a Vatican tour after we get off the ship. So we'll get off the ship in the morning, we'll check into our hotel, and then we have a Vatican tour at 3 p.m. And then we fly out on Friday the 15th, and we will be back home that evening. And then the weekend to recover, and then back to work. All right, everyone, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.